practice and tradition. However, they come from cultures that are foreign to us in the West, with basic tenets, healing mechanisms, and particular imaginations often quite alien to us. For example, how can we understand what is meant by liver blood? How does one translate ji? Or, for instance, what should one of our experts make of a medical text that states the following? When the common man rouses away the breath of the soul, that is, there is too much metal for the wood to accommodate. When the divine envelops the body of the soul with the breath of the soul, that is, there is too much water for the metal to accommodate. For the breath of the soul enclosed in the body of the soul rules those entirely and makes them wander. And by wandering, the body of the soul flew. Guan Jin Zhe or Guan Junzi. There are similar questions in regards to Ayurveda, Tibetan folk medicine, and other healing systems. Each medicinal tradition is unique, as are language, religion, and other culturally specific systems of symbols, and has its own personal understanding of the essence of disease and health, their origins and purpose, and the role of the healer and the patient. Each system is closed in on itself, connected within itself, and coherent. Although each has its strong and its weak points, no systems are superior to the others, just as no one can say that there are better and lesser languages. The belief that our model of medicine is universally the best and only way has its roots in our culture. It resembles the assumption that our form of monotheism is the one and only true understanding of God, and that there are no other gods. Anything else can only be an idol. In light of this belief, those of European heritage should urgently ask about their own primal medicine. Is there, beyond globalization, beyond international pharmaceutical companies, far removed from complex technology and independent of today's mainstream medicine, an ancient traditional European lore of healing? The assumed origin of medicine. In school, we'll learn that so-called traditional European medicine, TEM, has its roots in the Middle East. There, about 10,000 years ago, in the region commonly known as the Fertile Crescent, the formerly nomadic, starving hunters and gatherers settled and began to grow grain and domesticate cattle, pigs, sheep, and goats. Freed from the constant pressures of starvation, humans could now turn to intellectual matters. After the seemingly endless, dull Stone Age, during which people lived from hand to mouth, things began to look up for humanity. The first cities in this region were built, their administration became organized, social hierarchies were established, temples were constructed, and writing was invented. Learned priests replaced the primitive shamans ensnared in magic and superstition. The Near East is, as author James A. Michener, 1965, said in his mega bestseller, The Source, practically the source of all civilization. In church, we learn that the Garden of Eden, where the evil snake whispered to Eve, was also found in this region. In this region as well, the one and only true God revealed himself. The chosen people lived, and Jesus was born to the Virgin Mary in order to save the world. In light of all this, we can expect nothing less than to also find the origin of true healing art here in the Eastern Mediterranean. Medical historians tell us about the comprehensive medical knowledge of the ancient Egyptians, for example, the Ebers Papyrus, 15 BCE, with around 900 recipes, or the Edwin Smith Papyrus, with a detailed understanding of wound treatment, or the clay tablets of the Sumerians and the Babylonians with cuneiform writing that already contain rational, empirical aspects, although still bound to magical rituals. Then medical knowledge moved into Greece, to the holy temple of Asclepius, and with the teachings of Hippocrates, 479 to 365 BCE, a rational, empirical method of healing gained the upper hand. The origins of diseases were now less seen as a curse of the gods, bad magic, the anger of the ancestors, or other such things, than linked to natural causes, such as a disturbance in the balance of body fluids, humoral pathology, or environmental influences. This movement made its way to Imperial Rome, with the physician Galen, 130 to 200.